And welcome to the Taylor Report. I'm Phil Taylor. With me is Phil Condon. How are you doing, Phil?
Yes, good evening, Phil.
First thing you wanted to say is that we want to remind everybody that we talked to the author of the book about Vimy.
Yes.
And remind me now. I just told you the author.
Jamie Swift and Ian McKay.
Jamie Swift.
Right. Hold on. I think we have a microphone problem.
No. Here's... Not anymore. It's the one right beside you. Anyway,
I just changed mics. How's that?
Okay. So okay. The reason, of course, we're raising all this matter is that
we want to remind everybody that we're really proud of our listeners. We're really proud of the station. And it's time to have our little festival of building the station, and it's the way to do it is to call 416-946-7800 for all the great programming and make a donation. And I think that some are on the still have the list chance of making the Iceland trip.
Absolutely. No, the Iceland trip is somebody who contributes money, and this donation drive is going to get a free trip for two people to Reykjavik, Iceland. And that is a tremendously wonderful prize. And your chances are 10,000 times better than if you buy a lottery ticket, most of which goes into the pocket of government bureaucrats, right? So this money goes into the radio station.
It probably ends up offshore. Paradise Island.
Is that Paradise Papers and or something like that? We guarantee that all the money that you donate to CIUT gets spent by CIUT on the needs of the radio station.
Great music,
politics, discussion. Everything you need is at CIUT. And
all you have to do is call up at 416-946-7800. 7800. And it's toll-free, 1-888-204-8976. And just to tell you, we will be talking today with Chris Black, a prominent Canadian lawyer who has worked at The Hague at the International Criminal Court. And we're going to ask him about this, as we did last week with David Jacobs. Tell us about the Magnitsky Act. We're also going to ask him about the decision of Burundi to pull out of the ICC. These are very important matters. And in the latter part of the show, we will be talking to Keith Bolander, who has written two marvelous books about Cuba. And our listeners may know the Americans claim that they're suffering hearing problems or something from sonic booms. When anything now comes in the White House, you say, oh, that's par for the course. It's probably gremlins or something from outer space. At any rate, this is just those interviews will just remind our listeners how important CIUT programming is, the Taylor Report. We want you to call 416-946-7800, become a member of CIUT, and contribute to the kind of radio that everybody like to think when they say, well, we live in a free country, et cetera. This is what they mean. They don't mean CNN, and they actually don't mean CBC anymore. So call us up at 416-946-7800 or toll-free. You can call us at 1-888-204-8976. We got a little taste of music by, is it Rosette?
Rosetta Tharp.
And
I think you say Sister Rosetta
Sister,
Tharp.
Sister Rosetta. And since she sets a tone for our outlook on things, we'll have a taste of that, and we'll be right back. And we're back. It is the Taylor Report, and today is building the station, building CIUT, and all this great programming. And of course, we want you to call and become a member, 416-946-7800. Of course, you could go to CIUT.fm to donate, and just all we ask you to do is remember the Taylor Report. And if you're out of town, you can call us at 1-888-204-8976. You can pay by credit cards or through PayPal online at our secure server. And this is, as I say, CIT, and Phil Conlon is here. And well, let's tell people, you also should know you can go to facebook.com/TheTaylor Report, and you can get us on SoundCloud, Taylor Report.
Taylor hyphen report.
We're a hyphen on SoundCloud. And I think we're the Taylor Report on Facebook, facebook.com/TheTaylor Report. We have had a great number of, in our opinion, very important guests and commentary. We had Harry Glass speak, Professor Emeritus, York University, has a new book about the crimes of capitalism.
The coddling of the financial class who believes they can do anything they want and arranges for the government to pass legislation to enable them to do whatever they want with our money. Yeah. Yes.
And, he makes the case that, the little offshore scandal that we have at the moment, where it turns out, I don't know if you knew this, Phil, but it turns out we have a plutocracy right here in Canada.
I'm shocked.
We have our very own oligarchs.
I'm shocked that we have discovered that we have an oligarchy in Canada. Yeah.
You're
Who
winning,
would have thought of such a thing?
Yes. And Harry came into the studio. We had a great interview with him in which, you know, he said, well, this is the way capitalism functions, you know. And that's why it's a very important book, but it also makes this point that these are symptoms of a bigger issue, which is why we take it up on the Taylor Report. It's not a terribly popular idea to talk about the flaws and perhaps fatal flaws of capitalism on mainstream radio, last I heard, since most of these fellows also put their money into stations that are very polite to them. At any rate, we are impolite. And this is the Taylor Report, and you can donate and become a member, 416-946-7800. And you can, if you're out of town, I'd like to think you're probably in Hong Kong or Singapore, and you can call from there at 1-888-204-8976. And, of course, you can go online at ciut.fm, make a donation, and I'll bet you've got it into your head by now that we're referring to the Taylor Report, but this is a station that does all kinds of great programming, including Phil Conlon's program each Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m., Classical Underground. You read from Jamie Swift's book on your program.
I did. Of course,
You were doing your 9/11 bet.
My 11/11.
11/11.
Yeah. And, of course,
different story.
That is a wonderfully researched book. And he found this wonderful letter to the editor of a Winnipeg newspaper in 1932 where this woman just said, my brother wasn't a hero. He didn't want to die and he didn't want to kill anybody. And we just got a letter saying that he was killed in action, and now we're supposed to go out and celebrate every year, and I won't do it. You know, mm-hmm. An 80-year-old letter, or 85-year-old letter, and I thought, well, that's we need more of that kind of talk about this kind of stuff.
We had Jamie Swift on the show, and boy, it was very enlightening. Yeah. Incidentally, because now we're living in a time when everybody says he's a warrior, and every country is a we've got elite fighters and all this. One thing that you actually need to understand is that war leads to social, not just, the lives lost in the battles, but it also is devastating to society. And it can lead, as we know from this is November, the Bolshevik phenomena was a direct reward to the Tsar for conducting a war. And for telling his people we're going to fight on, even though there's no sense in this at all, so they got rid of him, and a few other crowned heads disappeared because of this arrogance. And those who go around and show up at halftime at football games with a bunch of people in uniforms and put on an act for us, they should understand that you start something like that, and you may not get the results you thought you were going to get. We have a new king or a king-to-be in Saudi Arabia. He thinks he can attack anybody and go merrily on down the road. According to Zafar Ben-Gash, who was on our show last week, tain't so, McGee.
Well, he seemed to have stumbled right at the starting block, that guy. He was right out of the gate, and he tumbled. He took a tumble right at the starting line. So,
yeah. And this can happen here. Yeah. We keep sending young men abroad. And by the way, we've already started to have our stupid casualties. I know that's why people listen to the Taylor Report. We talk about these kinds of things, is that we don't look always at the bright side, as a matter of fact. And the number to call to keep our programming going and CIUT going and is 416-946-7800. And you can call us 1-888-204-8976. And, of course, go online, CIUT.FM.
Phil, I want to mention that somebody who does donate this week is going to every donation is going to be entered into a draw, and somebody's going to win a trip for two to Iceland, courtesy of Iceland Naturally. Mm-hmm. And that's a great prize to aspire to. Actually, that's a place I've always wanted to go, and I've never been.
You know, I'm happy to say some people, close friends, who have traveled there, and they all say great things about it. And if you want to, you know, get sort of off the beaten path and not be chasing going to Vegas or all these places, which always turn out to just empty your pockets and your spirit, Iceland is a place you will feel better when you come back, and it's been a great time. And we have Icelandic performers now in cooperation with the station. We have shows that CIUT is a sponsor of. Again, you want to keep promoting this kind of work, call us up, 416-946-7800. Make a donation, become a member. Toll free, you can call us 1-888-204-8976. And, of course, on, as I say, CIUT.FM, and it'll say donate, and then you say yes, and then they say who, and you say the Taylor Report. And then they say how much, and just, you know,
then you
a
say
small
the sky's
fortune.
The limit.
Just say sky's the limit. That'll do it.
Yeah. I'll sign my name to the check.
We're looking for 60,000, by the way. We're quite honest.
That's right. And we're already at 13,000.
So if you have 60, you can just, you know, kind of
have the whole thing.
You jump the queue. You know, you could just go right to the front of the queue. And we will mention your name. And if you give us 60, for sure, there'd be a lot of applause at CIUT. Call us up, 416-946-7800 and 1-888-204-8976 for our friends in Buffalo or San Francisco or New York, and become a member. This is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wonderful programming, CIUT. Just like I said, we're back. This is Taylor Report, and we know you want to become a member, so we don't want to get in your way, but you probably need this number, 416-946-7800, and you can call us from out of town at 1-888-204-8976. If you're out of town, don't worry about it. Yes, indeed, we can get you to Iceland. If you win this thing, you're going to Iceland.
Phil, I have to say that there's an issue you've been talking about a lot this year, and it's clear that Gentleman's Quarterly magazine has been listening to the Taylor Report, because they announced this afternoon that Colin Kaepernick is the Citizen of the Year, according to Gentleman's Quarterly.
Wow.
Citizen of the Year.
Gentleman's Quarterly.
Gentleman's Quarterly.
That's a cover shot, I hope.
Of course.
In a good-looking suit.
Yes.
or him wearing his jersey, I know my rights. By the way, I'm so proud of the guy. He's such a hero. But I know that walking with a shirt saying, I know my rights, will get you in a few conversations. You don't have to worry. You'll go right. Two blocks, and you're gonna meet a lot of interesting people. That's great. I do appreciate that you point that out, Phil. We have spent time on Kaepernick. We should spend more on him, because he's being martyred, and he exposes the putting it bluntly, capitalist sport. Big rich people buy teams. Now they want, and they tell the people they're going to put the best team on the field. But if one of the greatest players, he is a great player, it happens to have the wrong attitude from their point of view, he doesn't get to play. So I'm watching teams that are unfortunately, damaged right now because they don't have their starting quarterbacks. But they do not call on Colin Kaepernick. So here's the big seven for Colin Kaepernick. And speaking of seven, speaking of great things, call us at CIUT 416-946-7800. Become a member. I want to thank Paul, and I want to thank Maria Christina, who's a very special listener, and John and Ron. Oh, now, when I say Ron, I'm going to have to stop and say this is the great Karen Snooks, who was so dear to our hearts and used to be a regular listener. She was an outstanding trade unionist, an artist, a great artist. And I always say it, by the way, and I'm going to have to say this self-critically. She did a lot of work, which I think we should try to get collected and maybe post on our show, you know, on Facebook or someplace, so you can see that Karen Snooks is a great person. And Ron gives each year in remembrance of Karen Snooks. And so we thank him very, very much. And Kenneth, thank you very much. And Ed. And there's a David Jay who himself has contributed. We're very grateful. Robin Patty, and thank you. And Ron M. I think I was speaking to Ron M. today.
And Jacob and Ariana, who are in New York
State. Old yes. chums of ours, yes. and used to help us do this. Yes. And they're always here in spirit. Like, you know, I so many times Jacob, who had so many irons in the fire, and he would just walk in, and because it was time to do the membership drive, and he would be show up and do it. And of course, we're talking about Jacob Leibovich, who's had the wonderful father Peter Leibovich. Get on the train, as Rosetta Tharpe would say. Call us up at 416-946-7800. Or call us up toll-free, 1-888-204-8976. And, of course, you can get us at also reach us at CIUT.fm, donation. And I'll walk you through it again. You say, it says donate, and you say yes, and it says who, and you say the Taylor Report. How much? And as Phil says, sky's the limit. It embarrasses. We'll be overcome. You want to see us cry with pleasure. Just hit a number.
But if you can't hit the sky, I do want to give you some targets. $89.50 makes you a member of the corporation. You can come to the annual meeting. And you get a discount card for CIUT members. And if you give $120, you get all that and you get a nice T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And CIUT T-shirts are wonderful. And you walk around during the summertime, and people are wearing them all over town. And I've seen them in Los Angeles, and I've seen them in New York. And I think it's a great thing to see a CIUT T-shirt. Hey, you got to contribute a minimum of $120 to get the T-shirt.
Great. Yeah. T-shirt, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I want. Call us up at 416-946-7800, Taylor Report. And this is our goal here. They would like us to raise $500 more, so get busy, and we will achieve it. I'm confident, but they should know that we're looking for $500 more this hour, and that we have a while to go yet. And it's 416-946-7800, CIUT.FM, and out of town 1-888-204-8976. It was great to have Chris Black talk about Burundi. Now here's somebody who, incidentally, people are not aware. We have, as he pointed out, some terrific lawyers in Canada, of whom he is one, who went over to Africa and participated in the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, but also were engaged in the whole debate about international criminal courts, which, everybody likes the sound of that. That's like international peace, but okay. Then step two, it has to be done fair and with respect and sovereignty, and one country is equal to another country.
Well, and of course, it's not really international because the NATO countries, they get to participate on the prosecution side, but they never have to face justice, and that's part of the problem. And we have pointed that out here many, many times, that you can be prosecuted by the court, but they can't prosecute you.
Yeah, it's either the oldest idea in the world. I mean, it should be. The equality before the law, king and peasant, as we like to say, and most of us feel like peasants. So we get the same shake or the heck with them. This is the Tater Report. Call us up, 416-946-7800. We're shooting for another $500 here. I like to talk like that. 1-888-204-8976. Give whatever you can. We're going to take, I think, a musical break, and we'll come back with Keith Bolander about Cuba. This is the Tater Report, and you just heard Keith Bolander, one of our favorite guests. We'd love to talk to him about Cuba because he's right on top of all the issues. And that's another reason you listen to the Tater Report and to CIUT, and the number is 416-946-7800. I think I pointed out that we were looking for another 500, so make sure you call now. You can go to CIUT.fm, and you can go to call internationally from 888-204-8976. And Phil?
And Phil, do you know that if you donate $500, you will be given the keys to the city, the keys to CIUT for 2 hours. You get to produce your own one-time show, produce and bring it right on air for a wow. donation of $500. And that's just sitting there for somebody to do it. And that would get us right over before the hour's up. So yeah. Somebody should step up and call and say $500.
Not only,
and then design your own program.
Not only would you be supporting the Tater Report and CIUT, but you would be have a shot at making a career as a broadcaster. So I hope you can hear me clearly enough. I hear you very well. I mean, usually when I ask for money, people hear me. 416-946-7800.
Well, that makes you the most unusual bill collector in the world, because most people can't hear their bill collector. Yeah. So that's really nice. So it's by the way, people can also donate right online without having to use the phones. You can go to the website, CIUT.fm, and there's a button that says donate. Yeah. And you can do the whole transaction online, and no fuss, no bother. And we hope you do that.
Yeah. And I want to make sure we thank Catherine and Barry and Joan. And a while ago, I could see. Let me see here. Oh, and Russell, thank you very, very much. And it's great hearing from all you folks. I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but I know we're gaining on it. But call us up. This is CIUT membership drive, 416-946-7800. And it's toll free at 1-888-204-8976. And of course, as Phil mentioned, it's CIUT.fm, donate. And remember, too, we're on SoundCloud, Taylor-Report, and we are Facebook / The Taylor Report. And boy, there's so many great programs here. Incidentally, Phil and I also do Friday mornings with Lynn Slotkin and Daniel Garber. We talk about theater and talk about film. And by the way, the movie business is no shortage of stories. Now it's, what's your favorite movie and did they arrest the guy? Has he been arrested yet? Who's your favorite actor? Has he been arrested? Is he undercover of, a shocking newspaper? We are definitely supporting all those brave women who came forward and about Harvey Weinstein and Mr. Toback, I guess his name is, and Mr. Ratner. This is important stuff. CIUT has been talking about it. This is a battle that don't think it's over. These are a couple famous guys go down. Doesn't mean that the next time they're going to make a movie that you don't have the same kind of creepy behavior. And I believe that we have to strengthen organizations, particularly the actors and anybody who works on a set. They should be in unions that speak up. And if there's a story about abuse, there's a lot of verbal abuse because there's a lot of prima donnas and a lot of big shots who think that because they made a movie, they get to yell at people. You know, there should be unions that say, you yelled at one of our members this morning, so we're all off the job until you learn to stop yelling, you know? And we heard you made an untoward remark. Well, we want an answer. And there's 10 of us. No, not going to be a private meeting of you in your bathrobe. You know, there's going to be an actual meeting, a bunch of us, all fully dressed, and you too. So strengthen the people in this. Let's not just say, you know, publicity. No, publicity won't get it done. You need organization. People have to say, our organization will not tolerate that. And you tell your member too, don't fudge. We're in this together. So if there's a question, we're the ones going to handle it. It's not going to be you in private deal anywhere. This will be done by all of us. So those are the kind of principles that the Tater Report advocates. And so you want to call us up, support our work, our pleasure, our fun, 416-946-7800, toll free, 1-888-204-8976. And as I said, we're hoping to round up, top it up over 500. I suspect we made it. I don't want to – I'm going to pass on the rumor, but maybe someone might confirm it. But the best thing you could do right now for the station and every hour that you – every program you hear, if you haven't become a member, join up and call us at 416-946-7800. Tell them it's for the Tater Report, and the toll-free 1-888-204-8976. You get more programming of the kind we had today with Keith Bolander, Chris Black. And over time, we've had so many terrific people, Zafar Bengash and others.
You just mentioned Zafar Bengash, and I want to say you heard it here first. A week ago, Zafar came on this show and told you that the Saudi Arabian initiative was going to fall flat on its face. And today, just now, a big headline in the Globe and Mail in the past hour, that the Saudis are saying that they are lifting the blockade of Yemen.
Yeah. Now, but that's one you want to look at very closely because I think that might be a trick. In the sense that they are going to create an area for their own
– for their own –
the guys they support and try to war against the others. But Zafar wrote a book predicting the crisis and the implosion of the royal family, and we spoke to him about that last week. We're seeing a real battle to the finish. This is a very important quarrel developing now with the Saudis and the Americans. People mention Iran. Iran's not actually involved. Sure. The issue is they want to dictate to countries who they can have relations with. You cannot do that. You can't say, I have a problem with Iran, therefore you, Lebanon, cannot have relations with them. That's not how it works. If you say that, you're an imperialist. And the Saudis are an instrument of U.S. imperialism for sure. So people like to say, oh, it's Iran versus them. No, it's not. Lebanon can have relations with any country it wants to, and the other country cannot tell them no. That's a long lecture, but this is the kind you get on the Tater Report, 416-946-7800. Make sure you call us up and become a member. And last time from out of town, 1-888-204-8976. And I want to thank Charlotte very much and Phil Conan and all you folks who gave, and particularly Ron, and we do – remember Karen Snooks, and we'll see you next week.